Congressman Sutherland we have with us, and a lot of issues. It seems like just the last few weeks, things have just kind of exploded. Oh, yeah. Let's start with just the general. You're here with the constituency, Florida Farm Bureau members, the farmers. Really the best way probably to learn what those issues are.
Oh, yeah. Now, what we've done over the last several months is we have been very aggressive in going out into the field. So we've been reaching out to various sectors in ag to do site visits. We've been on farms. We've been meeting with them on site. That's clearly the best way because we get to meet their employees. We get to understand their processes, how they do business. And when you understand that, then you can understand the obstacles they face to running a good, viable small business. So this is nice. What's nice about these events here is that many of the people that I'll see tonight I have met with in the district. So it's nice to be able to, you know, see people that I've now met, and I think we've proven to them that we care about their issues, that when we're in the district, we're not just resting, we're running, and we're running to their farms to understand their issues. And so it's been great, the camaraderie that I'm now feeling among the farmers and the various ag interest is growing and congealing, I think, into a very, very nice relationship.
And speaking of those issues, you know, obviously agriculture sector has their own very unique set, mm-hmm. and Florida even more so. We've got very unique crops. When we look at issues such as immigration and farm bill and stuff like that, very unique perspective that we bring to the table.
Well, I think because of our specialty crops we have, it is very unique. And when you're competing, you know, with other states that are more typical grain states, it's kind of cut and dry. The whole state is unified, whereas our state, because we have so many, you know, we have hundreds of specialty crops, you have to know the nuances of every particular little issue. And that's a challenge, to be quite frank. You want to make sure that the trade agreements that we're talking about, how they affect not just Florida Ag as a whole, but how they affect Florida Ag in all of those small interests. And so, you know, it has been a challenge, but I will tell you, I find that we've got a great staff. You know, our legislative director, Karen Williams, was with Adam Putnam for 10 years. So she is, you know, just a key to my understanding of ag issues. She's been through Farm Bill. She understands the challenges. Kevin Kelly, who is our field director down on the east side, he's been with Farm Bureau. He's been with USDA in his career. So having good, capable people that understand the issues, that can educate me and give me the information I need in order to make good, sound, solid decisions that honor free enterprise, that honor free market principles. Supply, demand, hard work, honest dealings should equal reward. And so, and to remove any impediments that prevents that. So having a good team is key. And I'll tell you, I really believe we have no more key to our team than the farmers themselves. And so we told them very early, look, I don't have a farm background. Our family's in the timber business, and I understand, you know, the timber issues. But to have, we were very truthful. We said, look, we don't have that background. We didn't grow up in ag, and so we need your help. And if you help us, and if you send us to Washington, D.C., we'll request, and we will lobby hard to get a position on the ag committee. And we did that. We fulfilled our commitment in that regard. And so now I'm asking them to help me understand the issues. And they're just doing that wonderfully. And every time the various groups come to D.C., they always come to our office, and they're very kind with their time to make sure that we understand ag so we can represent them in a way that they deserved to be represented. I long to be a representative. I think congressmen created this mess we're in right now, and I believe it'll take true representatives to get us out. And that can't happen without a partnership with the people.
Well, we appreciate all your efforts. And let's just pick one of those issues. Let's pick Farm Bill. Obviously, it's coming. Mm-hmm. We might want to close our eyes and scream, but it's coming. Mm-hmm. The Senate has moved a little bit faster than the House has on the issues, but we're all kind of looking that way. What's your thoughts? Obviously, budget's is a big player in it.
Yeah, I think this year's Farm Bill is going to be centered around the budget. I mean, we the debt ceiling, which we're about to get into and be debating, is front and center. There is not a single sector in this country that's not going to be affected by the national debt. And I, having had a brief conversation with Chairman Lucas, he brought all of us in our conference, or the Republicans on our committee, he brought us all in, and he said, "Look, we're gonna deal with this, and but we won't say we're hoping that the appropriators will allow us, because of our time and investment in ag, to allow us to have greater say on how, so because there's a shrinking budget." We can't just make good decisions regarding the ag bill. We have to make the very best decisions. And so we're trying to appeal to the appropriators, hey, give us more, give us and allow us to have more input, because the dollar has to go farther today. We have to maximize it. And so, you know, I think there's going to be some very, very difficult decisions. But I think it's, you know, we don't need to operate under a CR. I think we need to operate under a budget, and we need a plan. And I think we can do that. So I'm cautiously optimistic, but it's going to be long days, long nights.
Well, we appreciate you putting those days and nights in. Is there anything that we have not covered that you want the producers to know?
No, I just thank them for their diligence and their hard work and their perpetuating of small business principles down through the generations. Because my family business is three generations old, and I know many farmers, they pass those farms on down to their children and their grandchildren, and they perpetuate that heritage. And I want to thank them for surviving in some very, very difficult times that are uncertain. And hopefully we'll do a good job here to create some certainty, and I think that will make the days and years ahead a little bit more bearable, but just thank them for the hard work. They're hardworking people, and they're honest, and they shouldn't be suffering the way that they're suffering. So, my word would be just keep doing what you do. Reach out to us, lean on us, give us your thoughts, your input, so we can make the very best decisions, not just good ones, while we're here representing them.